Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Justice Channel on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I am Ernest L. Moore, the host and the creator of the Justice Channel. The Justice Channel is anti-fascist propaganda media. We bring you the stories and issues that the mainstream media does not cover. Today is Sunday, March the 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I haven't done a show in a while. I am hoping I get some callers this time. Today is Sunday. Here in Los Angeles, California. It's been raining on and off, and most recently it's been raining quite heavily. And we just got over the news early today that there's been another shooting by LAPD. Actually, there's a video posted that's on Facebook of a homeless man that was shot by a group of LAPD after a, looks like a brief fight that broke out. So I assume this is going to be on the news quite a bit here. Probably make national news. But it fits in with the topic of this particular episode. I am doing a commentary about Ferguson and Los Angeles and the events that have transpired over since the summer concerning Black Americans and the police and our judicial system and law and our government. Obviously, things have not improved much at all as far as the police are concerned. But now, I'd like to do somewhat my spin on analysis of what has transpired, first of all. We had a police chokehold murder in the city of New York, and then there was a boy shot there in Ferguson, and that blew up. And there was demonstrations constantly in Ferguson and actually all over the country. There was a lot of media coverage about what is going on in Ferguson and the revelation that Ferguson is predominantly a Black American city that has a police force that is predominantly white, and their local government is predominantly white. And that there's been a long history of racial tensions there between the police and the black Americans that live there, as well as the government. And actually, all of that was portrayed in all of the media coverage. That should have thrown up some red flags right there, that there is a problem with our election process. That is something that I'm advocating to our neighborhood councils here. Actually, we're trying to pass resolutions from our neighborhood council to take to the city councils to get them to try to pass resolutions or establish ballot measures to change our election process, because it's very obvious it's totally corrupt. But that will be the subject for another show. I want to concentrate on what has happened to Ferguson. Since the summer and all of the protests all over the country, including here in Los Angeles, California, because we had our own shooting. Actually, that was like 2 days after that, Ezell Ford by LAPD. Now, this is all strange to me. I don't have any proof, but I think that somebody has given the police department's law enforcement an open season decree or a manifesto to just kill black Americans any kind of way they want to. And the courts are going to back them up on that. And that's just another black eye on the Obama administration, because Obama hasn't done nothing about it. It's hard to believe that in 2015 we have a black, so-called black American as president, and all of this stuff is going down. So, and you won't hear analysis like this from any other show so far. So we had all of these police shooting incidents, all of these rallies, all of these demonstrations and riots all over the country, which was getting a lot of media exposure. And I'm talking about mainstream media. All the radio stations were talking about it, especially KPFK here in Los Angeles. There was probably other radio stations, especially public broadcasting stations all across the country that were covering it in detail. And then the situation with Russia, when they shot down that Malaysia airliner, it all switched to that for a while, and they forgot about Ferguson, and then they came back to Ferguson, and the events were transpiring where they were trying to so-called grand jury was deliberating whether or not to file criminal charges against this police officer. And the DOJ had stepped in, and basically the DOJ was more concerned about the police were giving out tickets and making more arrests of black Americans than any other racial group in Ferguson, than the fact that a cop just executed or assassinated a young black man. And they did not do anything to this police officer. Then they went back to Ferguson, covering Ferguson, and then all that stopped, and this revelation comes out that, Bush, the last Bush was lying about the war, and that he sent the country off to fight a war, started a 10-year war on false pretenses. But Obama gives him immunity. And he turns around and gives himself immunity. Now, isn't that a kick in the head? Now, there should be a whole lot of red flags thrown up all over the place. It's obviously that our government is totally corrupt from the top down, from the executive branch of our government, and the courts are falling along with them, and the courts will not oppose them. Actually, the judicial branch of our government, when I say government, it's all corrupt. And they got the nerves to be racist against the American Negro. So after the Bush revelation, then they go back to Ferguson for a while. And that went on almost to the end of the year. And then the situation with ISIS or ISIL broke out. And ISIL's doing this, and ISIL's doing that, and all over the place, blah, blah, blah. And now they're focused on that, and the ISIL terrorist attacks, and they attacked France, et cetera, et cetera. And they've all forgot, since the beginning of the new year, 2015, there's no real coverage about Ferguson. Now, we did have a big rally here in Los Angeles about racism and corruption in LAPD, which I believe was last Saturday. And that was kicked off by Danny Bakewell, who is the publisher of the Sentinel newspaper out here. And they did show him, in fact, they had the rally started at LAPD Southwest Police Station, which is in Los Angeles, right on Martin Luther King Boulevard. And they show him talking with the police chief, Charlie Beck. And he's saying basically some what I would term some mealy mouth stuff. About, we're here because the black community doesn't trust the police. And there's problems with the police. I mean, real sugar-coated. That's basically an understatement. We trust the police here. We know that they are going to jack us up in all different kinds of ways. If you say blacks don't trust anything, it's these so-called politicians and self-appointed civil rights leaders like Danny Bakewell, Bakey Boy, that are not standing up for black Americans in Los Angeles County. There's a lot more wrong with LAPD than the Negro community doesn't trust them. So now, another question that you won't hear on mainstream media or even public radio. As an analysis of what is going on with Ferguson and what does all of this mean? Where will Ferguson be in 10 years? I think Los Angeles is a good example. And not only Los Angeles, I would say the city of Inglewood is another good example. It's probably a better example of where Ferguson is going to be in about 10 years. Now, this is my prediction. I don't have any evidence that the government has plotted to take it in this direction, but this is my prediction, and we will see if I am right in the years coming. I would say especially in the next 5 years, I would like to go back to this show and say, see, I told you so. I told you so. Now, if you look at my slideshow on my show page, you'll see a picture of some of the store owners that were looted during the riots in Ferguson. And the article goes on to say that the store owners are arming themselves. And you have there a picture of, I think, three Iranians holding, it looks like a shotgun and maybe a fully automatic weapon and some other kind of weapon. Now, again, this should throw up a bunch of red flags. What you have occurring in Ferguson, and most of the reports really don't go into this, and I haven't been to Ferguson, but I could see the signs of gentrification that will probably be the result of so-called changes, or if they start using this word, diversity. Diversity is a fascist buzzword for every Negro left behind. You hear them saying that all the time, especially the politicians and city leaders in Los Angeles. They say, oh, Los Angeles is such a great city because it's so diverse. And California is such a great state because it's so diverse. And here in Los Angeles, the diversity that we're talking about is the diversity of foreigners, especially Mexicans or Hispanics, the diversity of illegal alien Hispanics. That's what you have in the city of Los Angeles. Los Angeles is all jacked up. And black people are being stepped on by this. And especially the Hispanics, they are giving the Hispanics can have, I mean, the illegal aliens, and it's mostly Hispanics. This illegal aliens is synonymous with Hispanics, but there's others from all over the world, including Iranians and Indonesians, Koreans, et cetera, But illegal aliens now can have driver's license. They can even get a license to practice law. That shows how corrupt our judicial system is. And it was the California Supreme Court that just opened the door to that. But you see, Ferguson, I bet in 5 to 10 years, is they're going to get some black politicians that aren't going to do nothing for black Americans, especially if they ever attack the corruption in their election system, which is on a national scale. But now we have here, like in the city of Inglewood, you have a city council here that's mostly black. It's mostly a black city, even though they're allowing Hispanics to just flood in there. And they're running around killing the black American youth to run black Americans out of the city. They're using terrorist tactics. And our government is not deporting them. They're also discriminating against black Americans illegally in employment. And it's just not the Hispanics. It's the Iranians. It's the Indonesians, and you have the Filipinos that are in the hospitals. Filipinos and Hispanics basically dominating the nursing field, even in the city of Inglewood, especially in Los Angeles, and the black politicians don't say nothing about it. In fact, they're encouraging it. And most importantly, they're not even trying to do anything about it. Now, just last week, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors passed a motion, I believe it was, that they're going to back Obama's immigration amnesty 100%. I think only one one supervisor descended. And our one black House Negro politician that's on the LA County Board of Supervisors, Mark Early Thomas, voted for it. He supports it. He's sitting there looking all slap happy, saying, oh, this is what we need to do. We just need to legalize all of them. And I think they're saying that the estimates are like there's 2 million, 3 million illegal alien Hispanics in just in Los Angeles County. I believe it's a lot higher. The numbers that they're reporting are nowhere near accurate. So I am predicting that is where Ferguson is going to be. The Negroes there in that city have a big struggle ahead of them. They need, but at the foundation of this problem is that they need to focus in on the election system there and get control of that and hopefully put in some decent politicians, especially black politicians, that are going to take some steps to actually save that city and bring justice to the black Americans there. And we need to get rid of Obama. Well, he's on his way out anyway, but we need to do something about the federal government. In 5 years, I bet they're going to get some black politicians and be chicken pecking Uncle Tom's, and they're not going to do nothing but bend over and grab their ankles and kiss up to the massa. And they're going to pump in a bunch of foreigners, Iranians, and even Mexicans, and other foreigners that are going to get businesses. They're going to get the jobs. They're going to go to the university there and get pumped into especially medicine and actually come over to this country, come in this country dirt poor and move right into middle class while most of the black people are going to be stuck in the ghettos over there still. In 5 years, I would say even from 10 years from now, unless something really drastic changes. And that's what you're seeing in the city of Inglewood. They are allowing foreigners to move in there. Well, they already have allowed foreigners to move in there, especially Hispanics. And Hispanics are running around killing the innocent children of black Americans to run them out of that city. And the politicians there will not do or even say anything about it, especially the new mayor that they got there. His last name is Butts. He was the police chief in the city of Inglewood. I don't know anybody that voted for him. He was a corrupt cop. And then he just jumps out of there and becomes the mayor of the city of Inglewood. Now, you tell me that there is not something very corrupt going on with that election system over there. But should not be mayor of the city of Inglewood. I've confronted him myself, and I know others, especially about, that have confronted him about immigration, illegal immigration. And basically he stands up for the foreigners. And he's not going to do nothing for black Americans. He's totally sold out. He's filthy. That's what you're going to get in the city of Ferguson unless they really take some serious actions. And it looks like they're beginning to see that because they're talking about Al Sharpton being a fake and Jesse Jackson. So I hope that they will really begin to rally. And not only Ferguson, this is all over the country. Los Angeles County is totally jacked up. Now, we've had these police incidents here since the summer, and they've been going on for years and years. But most recently, they've had some high-profile cases, and no criminal charges have been filed. We have a, in fact, before that, there was a big thing about the sheriff's department here. And actually, I presented to the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors about the sheriff's deputies, and because I've been a victim of them, their focus was solely on a Twin Towers facility because the FBI had put an informant in, and I consider that to be much too little, far too late. But the issue was raised that the sheriff's deputies were racist against Black Americans. And there's been a whole bunch of arrests. They filed a bunch of criminal charges. There's been a lot of lawsuits filed. And it was big in the news for a while, but they've kind of quieted it down quite a bit. The head sheriff, Baca, stepped down. They did have an election, and they elected another one. But nothing's changed in the sheriff's department. It's totally corrupt. I know that firsthand. And hopefully they'll get my story out in the media about what... in fact, I'm running sting operations. I'll say that right now. And I've been collecting evidence to show nothing's changed. But the feds had filed criminal charges against them. The U.S. attorney was American Negro, Andre Barat. I have run into him before. He knows me. I know him. And now, there can be federal criminal charges, and there can be state criminal charges. But they went the federal route for some reason. I don't know. I did file some evidence regarding not only the sheriff's department, but the probate court here. And I sent it directly to Andre Barat. He would not respond to me. And since then, he's just jumped out of the DOJ, and he got himself a lifetime appointment as a federal judge real quick. And he hasn't said nothing about the American Negro in the Los Angeles County or his district when he was in the acting in the DOJ. So we have Black prosecutors. We have a district attorney here, Los Angeles County district attorney, Jackie Lacey. She's American Negro. We had Andre Barat. He's Black. But yet now they all of a sudden they can't file criminal charges against these dirty cops. It was an LAPD and the Highway Patrol. And again, those were just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole lot more going on as far as the corruption in LAPD. They're actually enforcing a subversive style of law enforcement where they're just keeping everything all jacked up. And I feel that it's by design. It's to run the good Black Americans out of Los Angeles County so that they can replace with more illegal aliens. So that is the bleak picture that I believe is where Ferguson is going. Los Angeles County has already gone in that direction. And we will see very soon. I didn't get any callers, but I think that is it for the show for today. This is Sunday, March 1st in the year 2015. And this is Ernest Moore, your host, the creator and producer of the Justice Channel on Blog Talk Radio, and on YouTube, and on Blogspot. I do a blog on Blogspot. And I hope you'll catch the next show that I do on the Justice Channel. I'm hoping to do more shows more frequently and try to get sponsors and continue my investigative journalism.